Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. This is Jonathan Strickland. I'm a writer here at HowStuffWorks, and with me is editor extraordinaire Chris Paulette.
Hi there.
We got a real tweet of a podcast for you.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry.
Tweet.
So we're talking about Twitter today.
We have an article called How Twitter Works, but in a lot of cases recently, it's been sort of how Twitter doesn't work.
Right. There's a certain graphic that pops up when Twitter is out of service, and I just got to hear what the name of it was the other day. Chris, come on, share with us.
It's the fail whale.
It is the fail whale. It's this cheerful looking whale that tells you that, sorry, Twitter is not working just now. Recently, it's gotten a little bit better. There haven't been as many crashes, and we think that that might have something to do with a recent influx of cash in the Twitter coffers.
That's right. In May, they received $15 million in venture capital funding, and that increases their total to about $20 million. So that gives them a lot more capacity. And the reason this is an issue is because people are starting to take to these microblogs, which are basically 160 characters.
That's total, yeah.
Yeah, and so basically you have to summarize, you know, what you're saying in a very, very short time. It gives people an opportunity to blurt out a quick thought. And it's very popular. It's taken off so much that Twitter has been showing the fail whale to many of us now.
Right, right. And it spans beyond just the internet. Twitter interfaces with cell phones. It's using SMS technology, the short messaging service, where you send these short messages. It's just like sending a text message to someone else, except this case, you're sending a text message to a network of people. So when a lot of people are sending lots of text messages to large networks, that puts a lot of strain on the system. But it's another important thing to note that the venture capital that's going into Twitter is really the main source. In fact, the only source of significant revenue that Twitter is, it's not even really generating revenue. It's just coming in on investments because Twitter is very proud of the fact that they don't have a business plan.
Well, you know, there are a lot of competitors out there that are taking advantage of the frequent fail whales, like Pounce,
right,
which is something created by a number of people, including one of the founders of Dig.
Yes, Kevin Rose.
Right. Plurk, which is created by a group of people who call themselves the A-Team.
Right.
Identica, which is a brand new version from Canada, which is completely open sourced. And I can't figure out whether the J is pronounced Jaiku or Haiku, but they were gobbled up by Google, and
right,
they're getting ready to run themselves in the Google App Engine, and they haven't released their new version. But all these people are sort of waiting in line to be the next Twitter if Twitter manages to fail,
right,
yeah, if they collapse under the weight of all the popularity.
And it's actually interesting. Some of the biggest Twitter cheerleaders have kind of moved on to talking about other services after seeing the fail whale one too many times. So this is definitely a real concern for Twitter. It's also showing us that this microblog thing, it doesn't look like it's going away. It's really, really popular. And it kind of surprised me, because the first time I thought about it, I was like, why would I want to know when my friend's going out to shop for new shoes? But people are using it for lots of things, to organize impromptu gatherings, like, hey, who wants to go see a movie tonight? Or even following the news. There are many news organizations that have Twitter feeds now, and they give breaking news on – you hear about breaking news before it hits any websites.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, that gives – added venues for the citizen journalists, as they call them, to tweet or happen to be out on the sidewalk while something happens, and someone can post it to Twitter, and the news travels very quickly, faster than the media outlets,
right,
can broadcast it.
At the speed of life, you might say.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I subscribe on my Twitter account to a number of journalists and photographers who happen to be out, and when they see something, they'll post something to their Twitter accounts.
And it can even get you out of jail.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, James Carl Buck, who was a grad student in Egypt, he got arrested while photographing an anti-government demonstration. He tweeted the word arrested and sent it out to his followers, and their response meant that he was freed shortly thereafter. So it's definitely got its uses. For our listeners out there who are curious, I have a Twitter account. If you want to follow me, it's twitter.com/John Strickland. That's JonStrickland.
And of course, if you, How Stuff Works itself has a Twitter account. If you follow HowStuffWorks_, that's the
official
How Stuff Works Twitter.
So I guess, we'll have to tweet you guys later. In the meantime, if you want to learn more, you can always read how Twitter works at the website howstuffworks.com.
Thanks a lot for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.